Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
You know, I did this the other day during the recording of the Mincing Rascals. This is still rush hour, right? It's 941 on WGN Radio. It's 941 elsewhere. So if you look at Lakeshore Drive, as I can, out our 18th story window right now. Normally, you've got three lanes going north, three lanes going south, four lanes in some places if there's a ramp nearby. So say six or seven lanes of traffic I'm looking at. And right now, no cars. One car. Another car. Another car. Both, I'm looking at both lanes. Another car. I'll let you know when another car comes by on Lakeshore Drive. But there's none in sight.
John, yesterday...
Wait.
Okay, did you see another one?
There's a car! Go ahead.
Yesterday, so I get here very early in the morning, about 4, 4:15. And yesterday and today, I encountered zero people. Normally, it's one or two people, maybe another car.
Yeah.
This yesterday and today, zero cars, zero other people from door to door.
Wow. 773 texted in and said, "Hey, John, I listen to you guys at WGN all the time, and I heard that Michael Albert, the interpreter for Governor Pritzker, is going to be on your show today. What time will he be on? I missed the time. He is so good." Thanks, says Susan. Susan, we're going to put him on at 11:33, the signer for the president, who's marvelous. Aren't they all? Whenever you see those people, you go, "No, that's a mad skill, man." But we have something very important to do right now. Hey, Steve. Hey, Dave.
Hey, John.
I need a laugh.
Ha! My dog Daisy is really good at digging up ancient artifacts. You know what her degree is in?
What, John?
Barkeology. Steve, I think, saw that one coming.
This is a good one.
I do have some physics jokes. Dave, in this joke, I'll need you to ask me if it's a good book, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Dave, I'm reading a book about anti-gravity.
Is it a good book, John?
Oh, yeah, I can't put it down. Because of the gravity. Hey, you guys, the TP bandits stole a case of toilet paper. They caught him. But then he got off scot-free. There's a lot of toilet paper jokes out there. I guess we know why. What do you call an arrogant criminal going down the stairs?
I don't know, John. What?
That'd be a condescending. Hey, Dave, what did one DNA say to the other?
I don't know.
Do these genes make me look fat? Hey. Steve, it was a bestseller, so why did the Romanian stop reading his novel?
That's a good question, John. Why?
And by the way, it was a good question. That's not just a question.
That's a good question.
Great question. It was a bestseller, so why did the Romanian stop reading his novel? Well, he was giving his book a rest.
Oh, boy.
Henny Youngman said that he was golfing over the weekend and hit two good balls. You know how he did it? He stepped on a rake. Hey, Dave, I threw a boomerang 3 years ago, and now I live in constant fear. My wife told me I'm immature, and I told her to get out of my fort. Hold on, I'm turning the page, and I know you're real excited about that. Hey, this is sad, Dave. My family has a genetic predisposition for diarrhea.
Okay.
I don't know what you're supposed to say about that,
yeah.
But I'm supposed to say it runs in our genes.
Oh, boy.
No.
Dave, this joke, you'll be required to ask me how I feel about it. Hey, Dave, someone stole my mood ring.
How do you feel about that?
I don't know.
Because you can't find your mood ring.
If you have to explain the joke, Steve, I think they're not working.
Oh, I needed that.
Really? You needed some help with that one?
Yes.
Someone stole my mood ring. How do you feel about it? I don't know. Hey, Dave, you know what they say about cliffhangers?
What's that?
So that wraps up our joke portion of the show today. It's 9:45 into the WGN Radio newsroom. Steve Grzanich has your forecast.